Example, when we were finalizing the plans for the office space, my manager wanted glass partitions, but the Polish employees hated the idea.
Oh?
Yeah, but then I realized they hadn't actually told him this. They told me and hoped I'd tell him on their behalf.
So what did you do?
I told him. It seems that none of them wanted to question an authority figure, so that was the first problem solved.
There were more?
Oh, yes. Another situation occurred when I was mentoring a recent IT graduate, Magda. While we were developing a new database, I gave her the job of asking staff for their views on the database. I even put together a few sample questions.
What happened?
Well, she came back with very little information. I was extremely disappointed. What's more, the information she had only related to the questions I'd written. She hadn't written any questions of her own to get useful information for us. I didn't know what to do. All in all, it was a difficult situation.
So what did you do?
Well, in the end, I asked Anna, a Polish colleague.
What was her view?
Well, despite Magda's qualifications, she was still the most junior person in the department, so apparently more senior people would be unwilling to answer her questions.
Oh, a hierarchy thing.
Yes. It came about because of the lack of information about why we were questioning them. It seems that Magda also wasn't comfortable with the task, so she didn't add to the questions I suggested.
So how did you solve the problem?
Well, I sent out a memo explaining what Magda would be doing and why. I also noted Magda's qualifications and wrote the memo in English. The reason being that Magda needed to be respected by her colleagues, and English gave the note neutrality.
And?
It really surprised me, but it worked.
Audio 56. 1.
There was one situation I remember while I was living in Korea. You know, I went out there to help with an engineering project.
Yeah.
Well, I was responsible for a team of telecom engineers. Great guys. We all got along very well, and I was welcomed into the company as if I'd lived over there for years. As time went by, I noticed that things weren't being done that I'd requested them to do.
Oh?
Yes. If I asked someone to do something, and they said yes, 9 out of 10 times it wasn't done. That was when I was aware we had a problem.
Go on.
At first, I thought it might be a language problem.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah, but it was actually nothing to do with language. And it wasn't until I talked to a Korean friend that I realized what was wrong.
What had you done?
Nothing. I told my friend what had happened, and he explained that there were two problems. First, my team didn't want to refuse my request due to respect for my seniority. But also, they didn't want to give an argument why they couldn't do what I wanted. So their answer was yes.
I see. So you mean they didn't want to admit they couldn't do what you'd asked them to do, or to show negativity towards you by saying no?
Exactly. Luckily, I found this out before I confronted anyone about the jobs that hadn't been done.
And did you resolve it?
Yes. After that, I was a lot more careful what I asked my team to do and how I phrased the request.
2.
I was responsible for finalizing the new office building in Warsaw, along with my manager in the Netherlands. While I was liaising with both the Polish employees and my manager, I discovered our two cultures had quite different approaches.
Go on.
Well, for example,